Like to bring the code enforcement board, May meeting to order. Hope we can begin with the.
Dear Heavenly Father, bless us to make the right decisions. And Father, bless all the soldiers that keep us free. We ask that in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you could rise for the pledge, please.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Ruslayer?
Here.
Ms. Wilson?
Here.
Ms. Cully?
Here.
And our vice chair, Mr. Sparkman?
Here.
And our chair, Mr. Bakowitz?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Did the board have the opportunity to review the minutes from the last meeting?
Yes.
Okay, do we have a motion to accept?
I make a motion to accept the minutes from the previous.
Motion from Latricia Wilson.
Second.
Second from Kyle, all in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous. If we could go ahead and swear on the officers today, please.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. But please, the board, for the record, Lorraine Kennedy, Dwayne Thomas, Charles Rich, and Raymond Firm accept the oath.
Okay, a little bit of housekeeping. If you have a cell phone on your person, if you could please turn it off or silence it for the duration of the meeting. Thank you very much. And Chip, whoever we have present, we can start with them, please.
Yes, please, the board, we do have representation here on some cases this evening. We would like to present those cases in the order of their appearance.
Please proceed.
Good evening, board members. My name is Charles Rich from the city of Ocala. I'm duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association Code Enforcement and certified in all four levels of training. I've been a code enforcement manager for more than 5 years now, and I have 30 years law enforcement experience. I'll be presenting your cases this evening. But please, the board, we'd start with case C-113-0371. We have representation in this case this evening. I'll give you all a moment to catch up to that. This is the city of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furring versus Walter Ruby Cummings Trust, a location of 1121 Northwest 2nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 82-181, the definition of a dangerous structure, Section 82-182, dangerous building declared a nuisance, abatement required, and Section 82-443, display of building numbers. The parcel ID is 2842-004-005. Legal service was obtained on 3/26/2013 for the notice of violation, and the other certified mail was returned. We post the property on 3/26/2013 for the notice of violation and 4/15/2013 for the notice of hearing. As part of additional correspondence in this case, we've included a copy of the structural evaluation by the building official, which scored zero, and we would require a permit to repair or demolish the structure. The summary of findings that Officer Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code. As we previously stated, the structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition. Additionally, Officer Furring requested a structural evaluation. Inspector David Thompson responded, completing an inspection which resulted in a score of 0 points and dilapidated, requiring major restoration to bring the property up to current Florida building code regulations. We have included a copy of that building official's report for you. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful and the violations remain. As part of your presentation, at the end of the presentation, we've also included pictures of the structure as it currently stands. Apparently had a large tree that went through the roof on this house some time ago. Staff has a recommendation. The police board would read that recommendation on record at this time.
Go ahead.
Staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating city code section 82-181 and 182, as well as 82-443, order them to one, obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring residents up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. Ensure the house postal numbers are apply to the residents while it's still at that location in case there's emergency response there, and pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed all within 30 days. Failing which, a fine of $25 per day, and city to do the work utilizing all means required of all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. I would point out to the board that there's two residences on this property that are both in dilapidated condition. The next case that we will be presenting to the board will be the second residence on this same parcel. So we have representation here. I don't know if you would like for us to present both of the cases to you at this time or do them one at a time.
I think we need to do them one at a time.
Okay. At this time, I would yield to the board.
Okay, can we have the representation for Walter Ruby Cummings Trust come forward, please? Okay, come on up.
If you could raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes,
and if
I
you
do.
Could state your name and address for the record.
Fonda Alexander, 1121 Northwest 2nd Street, California 34475.
If it pleases the board, would request to understand the standing that this respondent would have in this case.
Yeah, can you tell us what your involvement is in this case?
I am the great-great-granddaughter that's living in the house. I've been there for going on 3 years. Been keeping up the property, paying all the back taxes. This recently came at me. I know we're only dealing with one property because I cleaned up the other one, the 204. But anyway, concerning this one, I keep hitting walls when I go to David Thompson and all this. I have the money to pull the permit, I have everything, but because my name is not Cummings, I'm getting a brick wall. I talked with Mr. Robert Foring on this issue. I've went down there to the city 3 or 4 times. I have paperwork, I've done everything, and I'm still getting a brick wall because I'm not a Cummings. I don't have the money to for the lawyer to change my name, even though I'm paying the taxes and keeping up everything. I have no problem with doing what I need to do. I don't have the legal grounds.
City attorney?
Are you a trustee on the trust?
No, sir. Everyone is dead except I'm the only one. My mom, she lives in Arkansas. Her name is Gloria Benton Cummings. No one cares about this property but me. So I'm kind of left in the loop. I have no problem with pulling a permit. I talked to a couple of demolition people. They're still saying at the building, David Thompson and Ann I talked with, they're very familiar with me. They told me because I am not an owner, I cannot sign, so therefore a permit cannot be pulled. I keep hitting a brick wall. I've talked to everyone, and I'm very much willing to do whatever I need to do because I put a lot of money in saving this property.
Yeah.
You're not the owner. The trust is the owner, and that's why you're having a difficult time.
Yes, sir.
You probably need to go to legal aid and get the title straightened out. Get the trust closed out. Do you have the copy of the trust documents?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, well, you need to probably go to legal aid and see if they can get the title straightened out for you and close out the trust and do whatever needs to be done. The other way to do it is there taxes or not? You said you were paying the taxes.
I've paid 4 years up. I have everything showing that I'm doing everything. And this is I talked to Mr. Foring. I've talked to everyone. I'm letting them know I'm willing to do anything is possible.
The other way to do is actually not pay the taxes and then buy the tax certificate at the tax sale.
You know what? Had I known that, I would have got a stranger to do it.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be a stranger. It'd be you because you don't own it. Trust owns it, so at least with public records show the trust owner. You could have bought it in your own name, and then once you get the tax deed, you could go with that, or you can get title by foreclosing on the tax deed. But all the taxes are current.
Yes, sir. I have the paper. I paid it in full. 4 years behind.
Well.
And the property is actually sitting on my property in the house that I'm living in, and I don't understand. Even though it's a legal process, if it's on my property, it's in the fence lining, I should be able to pull that permit because it's in the house that I'm living in. But
you have to follow state law.
Could yes. She hire a contractor to then go pull the contractor pull the permit, and she just pays the contractor?
I did that, but at the end of the day, Mr. David Thompson is telling me they still need my signature. They need the owner's signature, and no one is living.
Is there?
So either I get $40,000 and pay for a probate lawyer, or I'm going to lose everything. So.
Well, it wouldn't be $40,000 for the probate lawyer.
That's what I'm.
I think you need to go to legal aid. Without looking at the trust document, they could probably fix that for you in some amount of time.
Yes.
But
that's,
it's not going to be $40,000 unless it's incredibly complicated for some reason.
Is the trustee alive?
No.
Is the backup trustee alive?
No, sir.
And that's what you have to do.
Well, I have the time necessary before I'm fined. I mean, on the other property, I did everything I could to bring it up. I'm trying everything, but everything that I'm saying is proof.
Chip, is the property secured in, no?
That yellow one, no.
I think that, of course, the city would be more than willing to provide additional time, but I think the better course to take would be to see what progress you can get from legal aid in 30 days and then come back to the board with progress and have a, she'd have a time frame at that point probably from them as to what, how much time it would take to get it transferred over. The problem that we have now, of course, is it's brought to our attention and we have to.
Yeah, it's a big hole in it, I agree. I agree.
Take action, so with it scoring a zero, it does create a nuisance.
Well, would the city be willing to give her 30 days to kind of go ahead?
Yeah, I think that's no problem. And of course, I am somewhat familiar secondhand with the process that she's been going through. I can tell you that she was working to try to get a permit. It's just that to move this off of center, building departments following state law, which requires, an owner's signature. People can't just get a permit to tear down a house. Or I'm assuming that mine would have been torn down some time ago.
I try.
I think that this is a good opportunity, good information for her to take this situation to legal aid.
Okay, so maybe we should just table this for 30 days?
We can operate. The problem that I have with table is that we have to represent it. If you decide that it is actually a violation, to get an order, and then she could just petition for additional time. It won't cost her any more money. I'm sure that the board would be willing to grant her more time when we have an idea from legal aid what they think the time frame would be. But I'll yield to y'all's.
But if we table it, she wouldn't have to pay the administrative fee right now, right? It would be,
well,
she would have 30 days.
We're going to proceed for cost. We're always going to proceed for cost because of, state law says that we should collect that. But however, there is no fine.
Yeah, but it's funny that she had to come here to find out that she could have gone to legal aid to get that taken care of.
I can't give her that advice. I didn't know that advice.
And there's no guarantee legal aid will take her case. I want to make that clear. But
right.
You at least give her a chance. I would, whatever, if you try to do something with legal aid, I would make it a little broader, legal aid or any lawyer, to come back with a letter of representation and kind of let y'all know where she's at in the process and what can and cannot be done. So whether it's legal aid or any other lawyer.
I'll make a motion to table it.
Well,
we have a motion now. We can discuss it, but we've got a motion on the.
Oh.
Well, you've already made
my
motion.
I was just discussing.
So I don't know what difference it makes, really.
Well, I think she needs to go to legal aid, our attorney, and bring us back a letter within 30 days. Like Pat says, and then we'll continue from there on, because we see what your dilemma is, but also the property, needs to be taken care of as soon as possible, of course.
Yeah, I think she's doing everything she can to do it. She's
yes.
just running into these roadblocks.
Right.
Okay, so we have a motion to produce.
Well, she made a motion to table it.
Well,
but
yeah,
then,
you're making a friendly amendment that she's going to have to come back in 30 days to read the letter.
Right. That's what
reasonable.
I think that's reasonable.
Okay. So that's a friendly amendment to Latricia's motion?
Yes.
Do we have a second?
Or I would also suggest if the attorney wants to appear here also on behalf of the teller, tell you, not just either a letter or he shows
or
up, he or she shows up or whatever, but something, whatever, in 30 days, y'all know, y'all have a sense that this is heading in the right direction.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have the motion with the friendly amendment. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimous. So you have 30 days to get a have your attorney appear or bring a letter of how you're going to proceed if you've gotten some kind of proof of ownership of the property and you're able to go forward. Now, Chip, does this also apply to the other case?
Yes, I would be presenting the second case now if she wants to just stand by, and I'm assuming that it's going to be the same, essentially the same testimony.
Well, I actually cleaned, if it could be re-inspected, I actually did everything I could to bring that up.
Yeah, but we're seeking a demolition of that one as well.
Okay, we're... Okay, let's go ahead and hear the case.
Let's hear it, yeah.
Okay. All right.
We'll be proceeding on to CU-130373, the City of Ocala, Officer Raymond Furring versus Walter Ruby Cummings Trust, a location at 204 Northwest 11th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Code Section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure, 82182, dangerous building declared a nuisance, abatement required. As part of this presentation, we've also got photographs at the end here. The parcel ID is 2842-004-008. Legal service was obtained on 3/26/2013 for the notice of violation. The notice of hearing was returned by certified mail. We posted the property on 3/26/2013 for the notice of violation and 4/15/2013 for the notice of hearing. As part of your additional correspondence in this case, we've also included a structural evaluation with a score of 10 points. We would require a permit to repair or demolish this structure as well. The summary of findings, Officer Raymond Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code as stated. The structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition, and Officer Furring requested a structural evaluation, and Inspector David Thompson responded, completed inspection and evaluation, which resulted in a score of 10 points and dilapidated, requiring major restoration to bring the property up to current Florida building code regulations. All tenants were referring to have the respondent remedy that all violations have not been successful, and this violation of the code exists as well. The staff recommendation is essentially very similar. Find the respondent guilty of violations of Code Section 82181 and 182. The respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring residents up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. Pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed within 30 days, and failing which a fine of $25 per day in the city to do the work utilizing all means required with all costs and fines assessed as lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Now you may also review the inspector's report on this property. I believe it's on page 6. Page 9. He's essentially saying that this structure would not be able to be rebuilt as it's currently standing there, and that they wouldn't allow any of this material to be used for reconstruction at this residence.
Okay. Ms. Alexander, would you like to come back up? Thank you. Does she have to be sworn in again because it's a separate case?
No.
No? Okay. Go ahead and present your...
Well, it was... I thought... I guess my family called, and they said for me to board it up, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I wasted money doing that.
Well, no, you have to bring it in compliance. So boarding it up is the right thing to do. But you're not... There's nobody living at this property?
No, sir.
Okay. Are you wanting to repair this one, too? It sounds like there's not much of an option there. They're saying that they can't use any of the materials to...
Unfortunately, the building part would not allow them to use any of the materials from this structure to reconstruct.
So they'd have to start from the ground up, basically?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand the evaluation and what it means? Okay. Okay, so you're prepared to go through what the city's recommendation on this property?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay, we have an agreement from the respondent to abide by the city staff's recommendation. Do we have a motion or any discussion?
Discussion?
Yeah.
So are we giving her the delay for both? Because she can't do anything with this one as well as the other one.
No, this one's different.
How is that? It's in the trust name?
This is essentially the same situation.
Yeah.
So she can't.
But she doesn't.
She can't.
Keep hitting a brick wall.
Yeah, she can't demolish it without a permit.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't own it, so she's running into the same situation.
But she's not going to have to pay the fines, but it's not her house. It's the trust.
But however, the money that I put in it, and whoever, the way it's written, whoever lives in this house has to take care of all the properties. I'm standing as the representative of respecting the will and the trust, but yet and still it backfires because none of the family member wants to help.
Are they beneficiaries also?
Sir?
Are they potential beneficiaries also?
No one is standing up. I'm the only one that cared out of all these years besides my uncle and my mom, and everyone gave up because it was such a headache. I stood up. I have the money. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I just keep hitting this brick wall.
Well, I think you need to talk to the lawyer because they may look at it. I don't know. They may advise you to let the city demolish it and put the lien on the property for the cost of demolishing it, and then purchase the lien and foreclose on the lien. There may be different ways to skin the cat and that are cheaper, but you probably need to get a lawyer to look through all that for you and do whatever.
Do we want to do the same motion as to give it a take?
I think we almost have to.
Yeah, I guess so.
So I make a motion that we table this discussion if she's able to bring any type of legal representation, a letter or the lawyer in to the state and give us a status on it.
In 30 days.
In 30 days.
Review the case then?
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion from Latricia. Do we have a second?
A second.
I have a second from Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? It passes unanimous.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Good luck. And we'll see you next month.
If it pleases the board, the next case on the agenda is on page 6, CUM 130211, the city versus Joseph A. Williams IV, a location at 908 Northeast 5th Street.
0211?
0211, CUM 130211. It's not a petition.
No, it'll be.
This would have been presented as a Massey hearing for non-compliance.
Oh, okay.
This was a request by the city to have the property, a structure on the property demolished. So I'm assuming that he has information to give the board concerning his compliance.
Okay, so right now we're planning on demolishing it.
The city would be moving in that direction.
Okay.
Less his discussion with you all.
Okay. Is there a Joseph A. Williams present? Good evening. Can you go ahead and be sworn in, please?
Raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And if you could state your name and address for the record.
Joseph Allen Williams, 908 Northeast 5th Street.
Fred.
I was hoping to get maybe a 30-day extension to get the demolition permit taken care of. I've yet to handle that.
So you just want another 30 days to comply?
Yes.
Can the city department do you have a plan? I'm
going to demolish it.
Okay. And so you just need more time?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of all the things that went along with getting the demolition permit. The
city certainly has no objection.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion that we accept city's recommendation and give them 30 more days to...
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to grant the 30-day extension. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you, sir.
Passed unanimous. You have another 30 days. Thank you.
That'll bring us to page 4 on your agenda this evening. CUM 130478, City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furney versus Benjamin Jones, a location at 124 Northwest 9th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. a violation of section 34. I'm sorry. That first violation has been cleared as of today. So we're just left with the two violations here. So a violation of section 82-181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and section 82-182, dangerous building, declared a nuisance abatement required. As part of your presentation, we've included photographs of the current condition of the property, less the overgrowth, apparently, that was cleared up today. The parcel ID is 2572-006-003. Legal services obtained on 4-6-2013 for the notice of violation and 4-17-2013 for the notice of hearing. In this case, we've requested a structural evaluation, and this structural evaluation scored 50 points and dilapidated. The summary findings of Officer Raymond Fermi located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code, and that it contains junk and debris and is a dangerous structure. I would point out to the board that the junk and debris has been cleared up. So we're just now looking at dangerous structure. Mm-hmm. The structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition. Additionally, Officer Furring requested a structural evaluation. Inspector David Thompson responded, completing an inspection, which resulted in a score of 50 points. And dilapidated required major restoration to bring the property up to current floor building code regulations. All times Officer Furring had the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful and violation remains. Staff has a recommendation at this time. I present that recommendation to the board.
Go ahead, please.
Staff recommendation be find the respondent guilty of violating sections, code sections 82-181 and 82-182, and for the respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days. Or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. Finally, to pay the cost of prosecution as assessed within 30 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day in the city to do the work utilizing all means required with all costs and fines assessed as lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. In this case, we've also included a copy of the structural evaluation that is on page nine of your presentation with some information as to why it scored where it was. And we do have representation here. Officer Furman is also available to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay. Any questions for the city?
Yes. I mean, it scored 50 points, but it's considered dilapidated.
Yeah.
It's kind of inverse to what...
If you notice what the inspector said, the structure would have to be inspected closer to determine the total amount of deterioration. Mm-hmm. With the noticeable deficiencies on the exterior, the evaluation is low. The number could possibly be lower if an inspection of the interiors was considered in the evaluation. The main problems, if you'll notice in the photographs, are that the band joists and whatnot are sagging down there, and the house is bulging. In the bottom of page 4 of 5 pictures, you mm-hmm. get a pretty graphic display of what's happening here. And from what I understand, he's indicating that the structure is failing.
Mm-hmm.
He is not, on the other hand, saying that it could not be repaired,
uh-huh.
but he's thinking that if he was to go inside with the respondent, that it may actually score lower.
Okay. And, I mean, is it failing? Is the siding failing, or is it actually the joints? Because
that's
difficult to see in the picture.
The window looks like it's wonky.
Yeah,
so
it's actually the building
warm.
Itself is...
Normally, in a situation like this, the house is going to implode.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, because the floor joists are out of it, and the joists
that.
On the sides are out, so it's
mm-hmm.
it's going to fall in.
And you mentioned
so
that.
So the siding is the only thing
mm-hmm.
that's holding it?
That, basically, it's glue and spit holding it together.
He mentioned in his evaluation that there's some problems with the, I believe he said, hip joints. And rafters as well. Some noticeable deflection on the north side of the hip roof due to some type of structural failure appears to be concave. The floor joist system, as it appears, and the floor systems have appeared to have failed in the rear of the house and on the west side.
Okay. Right. Is there Benjamin Jones present? Can you please come forward? And please be sworn in, sir.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
My name is Sergeant Major Benjamin R. Jones, United States Army, retired. I'm not saying what he's saying is not true. I came here to try to at least get 180 days where I get somebody to fix the building. I went to the little restoration specialist, and they're supposed to call me and let me know what they can do to the house. The man that's staying in the house was not charged any rent. I let him stay in there because it was broken in there. All the furniture and everything was stolen out of it. That's why the back is nailed up, because that's where they came through. I live in Winter Haven, Florida. So, the only thing I'm asking is some time to either get a loan, restore it. Yeah. My second request is for you to tear it down, but I want to do the same thing that I did on, I don't know, Martin Luther King, give it to the fire department to have a drill, train and burn, where it won't cost me anything if I have to tear it down. If it costs too much to fix, yes, we'll tear it down. If I can fix it, been in the family since 1905, I try to fix it. I've been gone for a long time.
Okay, would you be able to get a permit one way or the other within 30 days, do you think?
It depends on the specials down on 9th Street. They're supposed to call me in Winter Haven and let me know the price.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, if it costs too much, I'm going to have to tear it down.
Because if you get the permit within 30 days, either way you decide to go, whether to repair it, you get it. That's what the city's recommending. You get 180 days to repair it. Or you can get a permit to demolish it.
So do I get the permit through restoration specialists? I have to come back up.
Mm-hmm. You would have to, because in this situation, because it's not an owner-occupied home, you would have to get a contractor to do that. So restoration specialists would be the right way to go. That's the best I can offer at this point. If he plans to, when you get to 50%, it can go either way.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys know, if someone is to take care of it, it may be able to go. I think that what the building inspector's reservation was is that was someone living in there, so he didn't go inside to see what the full extent of the damage of the supports were inside and whatnot. So he can't give us a complete, thorough evaluation.
So it might not do me any good, but I paid for the inside to be remodeled. And the back porch, it was always under, you know how the little houses were made? It was always under the main porch. Main house, so yes, it has to come. I paid for that too, but it didn't get done. Only thing I'm doing is asking for some time.
Okay, well, the city's recommendation is if you can get the permit pulled within 30 days, they'll give you 180 days to get the repairs done. And I think that's what you're asking us,
yes,
as well. So. Okay, we have a motion to accept staff recommendation. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? It passes unanimous. So, Sergeant Major, you've got 30 days to get your permit one way or the other.
I appreciate it. And I know you.
Thank you for your service, sir.
If I came down to appreciate
that. Mm-hmm.
I get a letter
that when
I
have
it, that's
what
I'm going.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you.
That'll bring us to one moment.
Now, on that, since the 3495 was thrown out, should we have not found him not guilty on that?
I didn't read that into the record.
No. Okay, so we're okay.
So you should be good to go.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That'll bring us page 2 of the agenda. CON 130451, case of the City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Roy Hale, a location at 4624 Northeast 11th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3432, Water Collection, Section 82181, Definition of a Dangerous Structure, and Section 82182, Dangerous Building Declared a Nuisance Abatement Required. The parcel ID is 2720-001-072. Just a moment here to catch up with you. Pardon me. Legal services obtained on 3/29/2013 for the notice of violation and 4/12/2013 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 3/28/2013 for the notice of violation and 4/10/2013 for the notice of hearing. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this property due to Ocala Police Department community-oriented policing report and observed that the property was in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation reveals the structure is dangerous due to its unsecure condition and the possibility of transient or neighborhood children activity at the property. This property has contributed to the deterioration, slum, and blight in the neighborhood, and all attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has included photographs of the current condition of the property, but I'm not sure, Officer Kennedy, did you get some information that some of this was taken care of today? Or?
I don't believe it has been taken care of.
Okay, so he's here to discuss that. Staff has a recommendation, if I read it into the record at this time, if it pleases the board.
Go ahead.
Staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3432 and 82181 and 82182. Order to drain or treat all standing water collections upon the property and cover the pool, secure the residence and building as required to prevent unauthorized entry, and pay the cost of prosecution as assessed with all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day per violation in the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions that you may have, and we do have representation here this evening on this case.
Okay, any questions for the city? Okay, is there a Roy H. Hale present?
Yes. Or,
okay.
Sorry, I have a problem with my eye. I'm having a really hard time.
It's okay. If you can raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And if you could just state your name and address for the record.
Roy Hale, 4121 East Silver Springs Boulevard, Ocala, Florida. As far as the house being unsecured, the house is completely secured. I spoke with Ms. Kennedy, and she said that somebody had showed her that the front door, apparently somebody had turned the lock around on it. So when I went over to check the house about being secure, I checked the lock and I thought it was locked, and I put a new lock on the front door, so that's been taken care of. I've owned this home since I think 88. I've never been in front of this board before for any code violation ever. I've owned property in the city of Ocala since 1985. This house is a great home. I lived here. The home was, I rented the home out. People didn't pay the rent. I gave them eviction notice. My house caught on fire. My insurance company paid off. SunTrust told me that they would release the funds to me in three draws. And I gave them the check, and they have refused to release the funds. So there is currently a court case that is involving me, restoration specialist, and SunTrust. I went over to get the pool clean, and all I can do is apologize. I've spoken to my next door neighbors, and they're, you know, we get along well. I thought I was going to go over and knock it out and finish the job. I went to True Value Hardware. I rented a 2-inch trash pump, and they assured me that it would pick up from 10 feet on a 10-foot drop. And this is only like a 3-foot drop. And I worked my butt off on it, and I could not get the trash pump to pull up the water out of the pool. So what I've done is I went and spoke to my next door neighbor, and he said that I can plug into his house, hook up a sump pump, so this problem does not reoccur. If the board would please give me a little bit of leniency, I will have this pool completely cleaned out this weekend, clean. I'll have a sump pump set up in the bottom with a screen over the top of it so that it can't get stuck full of leaves and stuff. And my next door neighbor is going to allow me to pay him to hook up to his electric so that the pool will never again have any water in it. Like I said, I replaced the lock in the front door. As you can see by the pictures, there is nothing about the house that's not secure.
Is the back door fixed?
Yes. If you can see by the picture, what we've got there is a sliding glass door, and then the wood plywood is bolted in so that the back door can't be opened. The only access to the home is through the front door. There are no windows that can be accessed. I've had no vandalism during this period of time. And I also spoke with Ms. Kennedy, even though it may not be required by the board. I'm trying to obtain another loan while I fight this with SunTrust, and I'm hoping that that will go through in the next couple days. I'm going to go ahead and get the permit and get started on the home, so I'll have electric. I've got a temporary electric pole, so I can immediately have my own electric, so I don't have to rely upon my neighbor. So I've got two plans to make sure that it never happens again. And with any luck, I'll have the home back in shape and rented in the next, 3 months if the loan comes through.
Okay. So do you think that you could pull this into compliance within 14 days?
Oh, yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, like I said, this weekend, I promise you that the pool will be completely clean, the home will be secure. There's no garbage around the home or anything like that.
Okay. Well, the staff recommendation is to basically get it all into compliance within 14 days. So, in that case, I would make a motion to accept staff recommendations.
You have a second?
I would second that.
A second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Yes, unanimous.
If I get it done in 14 days, I won't be fined?
There won't be a fine, right?
I think you have to pay the cost of prosecution.
Right.
There'll be how much?
$122.
Yeah, but otherwise, once you get the items corrected, you need to contact
Ms. Kennedy.
Yeah, and have a reinspection done, and then you'll be fine.
Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Have a day.
Same page.
That'll bring us to page 2 of the agenda. COM 130412. The City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus T2Z Enterprises LLC, a location of 1410 Northeast 8th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 82181, definition of a dangerous structure, and Section 82182, dangerous building declared nuisance, abatement required. The parcel ID is 2651-003-001. All certified mail has been returned to the city unclaimed, and we posted the property on 3/20/2013 for the notice of violation and 4/12/2013 for the notice of hearing. This was also a case brought to us by the community-oriented policing section of the police department. So the summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this property per the Ocala Police Department and observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation reveals the structure is dangerous due to its unsecure condition and the possibility of transit and neighborhood children activity at the property. This property is contributing to the deterioration, slum, and blight of the neighborhood, and all attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful. The violations remain. Staff has a recommendation. We've included photographs for you at the end of your presentation. And if it pleases the board, I'd read the recommendation on the record at this time.
Yes, please do.
Staff recommendation be find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 82181 and 82182, order them to secure the residence or building as required to prevent unauthorized entry, and pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed within 14 days. Failing which, a fine of $50 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. There is representation here this evening.
Any questions for the city?
If you don't have any questions for
just kind of looking at to see what the violation is. It just because it's not secure?
There's no
so
windows.
So it would look better in the neighborhood with boards all over it, boarded up?
Well, they wouldn't have kids.
If kids go
in.
That's the problem. We need to secure it per the code. It should be secured in some manner or.
They would be in.
That's what it said.
Yep. Okay, so representation of T to Z Enterprises present. Any of you could be sworn in, please.
You swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And if you could just state your name and address for the record.
It's Crystal Hood, 1410 Northeast 8th Street.
The city would just also wish to establish standing in this case as well.
We have a permit to fix the house.
Well, I'm sorry. If you could begin by telling us what your affiliation is with the property.
I have a letter here. I'm representing my boss. He's out of the country.
Okay.
And so,
So you're representing T to Z Enterprises?
Yes, and Frank Nicholson the third.
Okay.
And we, yeah.
Can we keep that?
Yeah. It's yours. We obtained a permit yesterday. We have a contractor to replace the windows and stucco the house. So we've just been waiting on bank financing to fix it. So we go to the bank Tuesday to refinance on some other investment properties he has.
Okay, but you understand that the violation is that the property is unsecure.
Yes, and we've hired a contractor. It's just the funds have been tight.
Okay, and what the city's requesting is that it's remedied within 14 days.
Okay, yes, we can do that.
You can?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions? Any other questions from the respondent?
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion from Danielle. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second from Patricia. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Pass unanimous.
Thank you.
Just please make sure you contact the city for a reinspection when it's done.
I would point out for the record that concludes the representation in cases this evening. Having said that, we go to page 3 of the agenda. C-130409. The case of the City of Ocala, Officer Raymond Furring versus Brent Harper Bullock Trustee, CellTouch Jacksonville, Inc. A location in the city at 2708 Southwest College Road, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 110-131 prohibited signs. The parcel ID is 23496-001-00. Legal services obtained on 3/22/2013 for the notice of violation, 4/26 and 5/1/2013 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 3/19/2013 for the notice of violation and the notice of hearing. We've also included a copy of the SunBiz report, and I was going to allow Raymond to explain the circumstances surrounding this case to you all.
Okay, basically we're talking about Metro PCS stores. There's one owner, he owns 4 Metro PCS stores in the city. They're placing out signs from time to time, usually prohibited knife signs, and put them out everywhere. Well, what I did all the time, I just pick them up, but they're coming more and more and more, so I cite each store with an NOV and also a warning citation. Unfortunately, they continue to put them out signs. Last one on the picture you see here on Southwest College Road. So I decided to bring the case to the board to obtain an order to have a little more teeth, just in case there's another hiccup at this location.
So may I inquire?
Go ahead.
Brandon, so at this time you do not want a fine, you just want an order?
We don't ask for a fine, just for an order.
And the cost of prosecution.
That's correct.
Have they taken care of this violation?
I did go inside the manager, and after a longer talk, he put it down.
Okay. So I'm going to adjust our staff recommendation accordingly. Staff recommendation to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 110-131 and order them to remain any additional off-site unpermitted signs that they may have that we haven't caught up to yet, and not place any additional signs throughout the city. I'm going to remove item 2, which was to pay the fine based upon the officer's recommendation. So item 2 would then be to pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day, and the city to do any additional cleanup work required, utilizing all necessary means. With all costs and fines assessed as a lien, after 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay. Is there a...
Of course, we're available to answer any questions that you might have, because we do have quite a bit of problems with the snipe signs and whatnot being posted. Right. So.
And I guess the record needs to reflect that the respondent's not present. Any questions for the city?
I mean, the reason we are not finding them...
Well, I'll leave that in the board. I'm offering that as a recommendation based upon Officer Furing's situation. We have fined other companies, and we have fined them severely. This board and the magistrate have fined other folks for this. I'll leave that in your hands.
I mean, I guess the officer felt like the manager worked with him in this case, so that's why he's requesting to remove it, but... we've had to come this far, I guess.
Can I ask Officer Raymond something? When you talked to the manager there, he worked with you right away on removing the stuff?
Well, I have to talk a little deeper, and then he started working with me. It took me about 15, 20 minutes. And I also talked to the store owners.
Uh-huh.
And the managers, and they work with us, but not willing to do it. So
and they, necessary. After the first time you talked to them, they went out and did it again?
Yes, right away, 2 weeks later or so, we did it again.
Okay.
And just tired of picking up everything.
Thank you.
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendations except for leaving the fine in.
Yes.
And I'll second that motion.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to accept the staff recommendation as originally submitted? Okay, to include a $250 fine. All right, we have a motion from Danielle. Do we have a second? Latricia, a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? And pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to the next case. On page 4 in the middle, COM 130570, we'd be proceeding this case as a repeat violator. We would respectfully request that in this case. This case, the City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furing versus Marvin Bester, Wells Fargo Bank and Wachovia Bank, N.A., a location at 116 Northwest 6th Terrace, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. A violation of Section 34141 through 145, property registration and maintenance requirements for properties in default. And Section 82443, display of building numbers. Legal service was obtained on 4/22/2013 for the notice of hearing, and we posted the property on 4/19/2013 for the notice of hearing. As a part of the additional correspondence in this case, we've offered you a previous findings of fact and affidavit of partial compliance in the first case. We've also included FDIC information and a copy of the less pendants from the bank. We would require property registration in this case. The summary of findings that Officer Raymond Furing located this property and other properties in violation of the city's code is stated. Additional investigation revealed that in 2011, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty for violation of Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Furing to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. I would point out for the record that there is no representation here this evening for this case, and staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2 for your information. We've also included photographs at the end of the presentation of the current condition of the property.
Okay, any questions for the city?
I'll make a motion. We accept recommendations of the city.
Okay, we have a motion from Latricia. Second from Danny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 4 of the agenda, COM 12-1344, case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, and we will be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator as well. This is the case, City of Ocala versus Douglas McClure, location of 2300 block of Southwest 2nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. Section 82-181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and Section 82-182, dangerous building declared nuisance, abatement required. The parcel ID is 2260-192-006. Certified mail has been returned by Mr. McClure. However, the bank accepted the mail for the notice of violation and notice of hearing on 4/23/2013. We posted the property on 6/26/2012 for the notice of violation and 4/16/2013 for the notice of hearing. As part of the correspondence in this case, we've included a copy of the previous findings of fact, affidavit of partial compliance in the first case, where the city took action to bring the property into compliance. And the summary of findings that Officer Thomas located this property and observed properties in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed that in 2012, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty for violation of Code Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. This structure is dangerous due to its unsecure condition and the possibility of transient neighborhood children activity at the property. The property is contributing to the deterioration, slum, and blight of the neighborhood, and all attempts by Thomas to have the respondent properly remedied all the violations have been unsuccessful. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2. I would point out for the board that we've had 27 previous cases with this respondent, Douglas McClure, and we would like to have again found as a repeat violator. Again.
Question for you, is he in Sunbiz as the owner?
Douglas McClure?
Yes.
No. Sunbiz has the Wachovia Bank, and which has now been taken over by Wells Fargo Bank.
Uh-huh. So do we notice the banks?
Yes. The banks accepted. Douglas McClure did not.
Make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
A motion by Danielle. We have a second.
I'll second.
Second by Latricia. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimous.
That will bring us to page 5 of the agenda. And the petition section on your presentation. CM 130516, a case brought by Officer Dan Baker. City of Ocala versus AutoPad LLC. There's a petition there. The city would stand in support of their petition.
Okay, but we can waive the penalty, but we don't normally waive the fee.
They would have to pay the fee.
Yeah.
Because he asked to waive the fee and the penalty, but I don't think we can waive the fee.
Yeah, I think he maybe isn't. The city would stand to, if you remember, he has a business tax certificate that's due, $35,
mm-hmm.
and it accrues interest at the end of the periods that it's not paid.
Right.
But on January 31st, it gets the big fee and penalty of $125, used to be $250. So the city is in support of the reduction of the $125.
So it would go back to $35?
Well, it won't. He'll still, by law, he still has to pay
$35
plus the interest that was accrued. So all we're asking for is to waive the $125.
And then how long do we want to give him?
30 days?
I mean, 30 days is fine.
I mean, he's had 2 years.
Well, that's another 30 days.
Yes.
I'd make a motion to do that.
Okay, we have a motion to reduce the penalty to zero for 30 days, or it reverts back to the original amount.
Sounds good.
Second by Latricia. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passed unanimous.
That'll bring us to the next case, CUM 130541, case brought by Officer Dan Baker. The City of Ocala versus Fort King Street, LLC. Violation of Section 6261, 6262, 6266, and 6278. The city would also, because this is, again, similar situation, the first time they've been late, as with the other gentleman, who would reduce the $125 penalty to zero.
I make a motion to do that in 30 days
I would point out for the board's benefit that the new tax certificates go out next month.
Ms. Moran, 0541. Is that right? Okay, so we have a motion to accept the reduction of the penalty for 30 days. Is there a second?
I'll second.
A second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimously.
That'll bring us to CUM 1302-0620, another case brought by Officer Dan Baker. K2D2, location 2605 Southwest 33rd Street, building 200, Ocala, Florida. Violation of 6261, 6262, 6266, and 6278. The business is actually located at 2677 Northwest 10th Street, County of Bayport. City would stand to approve the reduction of the $125 fee to zero, provided the tax and penalty is paid within 30 days.
I make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion by Donald, second by Danielle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimous.
That'll bring us to page 6 of the agenda. The city would respectfully request to accept the non-compliance hearing as a consent agenda item, less case number CUM 1302-11, which was handled previously by this board. So CUM 12-2459, CUM 13-0115, CUM 13-0209, and CUM 13-0355 are all non-compliant. The city has attached an affidavit of non-compliance to each case. The city respectfully request a motion to proceed with the board's previous orders.
We have a motion to accept. Motion to accept by Kyle. Do we have a second?
No.
Second by Danielle. All in favor?
Aye.
And finally, the city would respectfully request a motion of the board to accept all testimony, evidence, and presentations given this evening into the record.
We have a motion to accept. Motion by Kyle. Second. By Danielle. All in favor?
Aye.
Passed unanimous.
That's all we have. 6:30.
Nice work, everybody. Is there any other comments or anybody have anything else for the board to this evening before we adjourn?
Why?
Nothing?
No.
All right. Meeting adjourned.
Get that warm beer and cold chicken.